Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, while Superman continues his attempt to clear Perry White of a false charge, at the Metropolis Daily Planet, Lois Lane, girl reporter, receives an exciting telephone call from private detective Candy Myers.
Miss Lane, this is Candy Myers.
Oh, hello, Candy.
Is the cat there, Miss Lane?
No, he isn't.
Oh, you know where I can reach him?
Why, no, I don't, Candy. He hasn't been in all morning. Is there anything I can do?
No, I gotta see Cannon fast. I got a hot lead on Harry Niles.
Good. Why not give it to me?
No time to talk now, Miss Lane. Look, if Cat comes in, tell him to wait there for me. I'll be at your office in 20 minutes.
Say, to get an actual photo of Virginia Mayo, the star of so many Sam Goldwyn movies, you don't even need a camera. Here's a better way.
Right. You can get her photo as an exclusive Pep prize. Yes, she's in that terrific Pep photo series of 24 famous stars. You get a photo of a star in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Correct. A brilliant candid camera-sized photo of a great screen or sports star. Along with Virginia Mayo, there's Peggy Ann Garner, the cute little 20th Century Fox star, and Orville Grove, the Chicago White Sox pitcher. You'll want to collect photos of all 24 stars in this swell series. So trade your duplicate photos with friends the exciting way. Play Photo Swap. We'll show you how it's played a little later in the program.
Right. And keep collecting your photo from each package of Pep, those catchy-tasting whole wheat flakes. Use an extra deep bowl for Pep, because you'll be digging deep for every last delicious flake.
Correct. That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When editor Perry White announced that he would run for mayor of Metropolis on a Reform Party ticket, Mike Higgy, corrupt political boss, determined to kill White's chances. Conspiring with his henchmen, Higgy arranged a fake hit-and-run accident and framed White as the hit-and-run driver. Clark Kent, who, as we know, is Superman, was on the verge of exposing the frame-up, but was prevented from doing so when Higgy had Harry Niles, the pretended hit-and-run victim, spirited away to a hideout. After posting a high bail bond, Harry White was released from the city jail. The next day, Lois Lane received a summons to report to the editor's office, where we find her now. Listen.
You wanted to see me, Chief?
Yes, Lois. Can't get in yet?
No, not yet.
Too bad. I wanted you both here when I...
When you what, Chief?
When I announced my withdrawal from the campaign for mayor.
Your withdrawal?
That's right.
But, Chief, you can't do that. You can't quit now. Not when we've got our Reform Party organized.
Our Reform Party is licked before it even got a chance to fight, Lois.
Now, listen, Chief.
He took care of that when he smeared me. People won't have any faith in a party whose chief candidate is in line for a jail term.
But we can't just lie back and let Hickey and his crooked machine go on getting away with having his goons blackjack youngsters like Jimmy Olsen and frame fine men like Joe Martin and you. You've got to lead the people in a fight against the Hickey machine.
Sure, sure. But will the people believe I was framed? Will they do something to throw the Hickey machine out of the city administration?
Of course they will, Chief. They'll vote Hickey right out of power. It's your job and mine to make them wake up to what goes on in politics.
Well spoken, Lois. I second that.
Oh, hi, Clark.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Chief. Oh, come on, come on. Don't look so low. We're far from it yet. Look, has there been any word from Candy Myers?
Oh, yes, Clark. He called up some time ago and said to tell you he's got a hot lead on Harry Niles.
He has? Well...
Yes, he was going to be here in 20 minutes, but golly, that was an hour and a half ago.
Something must have come along to hold him up.
Well, my hunch is that his hot lead turned into a cold potato.
Oh, now, look, she...
What about you, Clark? Any progress in your search for Niles' doctor, or what's his name, Tobin?
Yeah, that's right. No luck yet. But I got a lot of feelers out, and if only one of the... Okay, maybe that's Candy. I'll take it. Hello? Who? Yes, it's Clark Kent.
Is it Candy?
No. Who'd you say? Oh, Mr. Collins, yes. You say he phoned?
What? What is it?
Just a minute, Lois. Yes? Uh-huh. Fine, I'll be right over. Thanks for calling me, Mr. Collins.
You seem all excited, Clark. What was that?
The manager of the garage where Dr. Tobin keeps his car. He said he just had a call from Tobin telling him to fill the tank with gas.
Uh-oh.
Hey, maybe that's
the... Sorry to interrupt, Chief, but I've got to get going because Tobin's expected over at the garage right away. Now, look, if you hear from Candy, tell him where I am.
Sure, Clark, but listen...
Sorry, Lois, I can't wait a second.
Wait a...
This may be the break we've been waiting for. Stand by to hear from me.
Chief?
Never mind, Lois. I'll take it. Yes?
Chief, this is Kent.
Is it Clark?
Oh, yes, Kent. Yes, what's happening?
Nothing so far. I'm still at Tobin's garage, but
he didn't show up, eh?
Oh.
Not yet. I'm going to stick right here until he does, though. Listen, have you heard from Candy Myers?
No, not a word.
Oh, I can't understand that. Hope nothing happened to him.
I doubt it, Kent.
Well, I'll call again later, Chief.
Okay, so long.
Wait a minute, Chief, I want to talk
so
to him.
Oh, what? Oh, wait, Kent. I'm sorry, Lois, he hung up. He didn't have anything to report anyway.
But I wanted to ask him where the...
Hiya, Chuck.
Oh, hello, Kent.
Myers, now, where have you been?
Busy, kiddies. He's plenty busy. I got a line on Harry Niles. I'm pretty sure I know where he is.
You do?
Where?
Easy. Where's Kent?
He's at a garage where Dr. Tobin keeps his car.
What garage? What's the phone number?
I don't know.
Never mind, Kent. You know.
Oh, no. You mean we can't reach him?
That's right. Clark didn't tell us where the garage is. I was going to ask him just now when he phoned, but he hung up too soon.
Oh, I need that guy, Kent. I need him bad.
What for?
To go out with me to this place where Niles is. I need a witness.
I'll go with you, Myers.
No, wait a minute, Chief.
As a defendant in this case, you won't do, Mr. White. I need an impartial witness.
I fit that bill, Candy, and I'm going with you.
It might be dangerous, Miss Lane.
Oh, so what, Candy? I've worked with you before.
Okay, you win. We'll be back in a few hours, Mr. White, at which time you'll be in the clear. I hope.
Taking Lois Lane by the arm, Candy Myers hurried her from the office. Where are they going, and what will happen? We'll be back in a moment for the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Look, of course you're collecting those 24 keen Pep photos of screen and sports stars. You get one as a prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. And yet, maybe there's one special photo you want badly. Let's say it's Mike Tresh, the great Chicago White Sox catcher. Maybe you've seen him play and he's a special favorite of yours.
You look in each Pep package for your photo. But maybe the one you get is Joan Bennett, the United Artists star. And you're still looking for Mike Tresh.
So here's what you do. Always carry with you the duplicate photos you want to trade. Carry at least two or more. Then when you meet a collector pal, you're all set for the game of photo swap. The exciting way to swap your spare photos.
Now, you meet up with a friend. You both bring out your duplicates and keep them face down in your hand. Okay, here's how the game goes. Hey, photo swap?
Yep.
Then swap two off the top. So you trade your two top photos. Hey, which one did you get? You can hardly wait to turn them over.
And then, could be, there it is, the Mike Tresh you've been looking for. One more to your collection of all 24.
Right, and that's just a sample of the thrills you get in every game of PhotoSwap. And you bet it is.
Remember, you play PhotoSwap with those terrific candid camera-sized photos you get as a prize in packages of Pep. Pep, those crisp flakes of whole wheat that make breakfast fun to eat. Just try them. You'll swap those morning glooms for a happy smile of good eating.
That's right, when you start every day with Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. 22 miles southwest of Metropolis, on a deserted country road flanked by dark, rolling farmland and patches of woods, Sandy Myers has brought his car to a stop. Helping Lois Lane out, the private detective points to a narrow stream, silvery in the evening darkness, which winds downhill through a meadow to a clump of trees, only dimly seen in the near distance.
There's a stream, Miss Lane. We follow it for about a half mile to where it bends sharp right. From there we can see the house and farm.
Okay, Candy. Well, let's get started.
Wait, I got my flashlight working. There, okay, let's go. Watch your step through the underbrush.
Yeah. It's a good thing I wore walking shoes today. Say, listen, how do you know this isn't just a wild goose chase, Candy?
Well, I got a hunch it isn't. That private ambulance Dr. Tobin took Niles away from the hospital and was seen at a gas station on Highway 16. That's the highway we come out on.
Yes, but what does that prove?
They were in this neighborhood. What's more, Niles' wife told me that her no-good husband hit out on his uncle's farm a couple of times when things got too hot for him in Metropolis. That was before Mike Hickey was bossing Metropolis.
How did Mrs. Niles come to tell you all this, Candy?
Well, she's plenty burned up at Mr. Niles. Seems he ran out on her as soon as he tied up with Hickey. Never gave her a cent.
A sweet character, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, all right. I'm willing to take a fair-sized bet that Kent was right when he said Niles wasn't hurt at all in that hit-and-run frame-up.
Well, if he's here, we'll find that out. Mighty soon.
You bet it. If it's so, we'll bring Inspector Henderson out. You know, the mayor told the police to stay off this case, but Henderson's the right guy. If we bring him the top on Niles, he'll go to bat for it.
Oh, yes, I know it. Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, I just I tripped over that tree root. No harm done.
Oh, good. Come on. We don't have much further to go. Just that little piece of woods ahead.
Here's hoping we find Niles there, Candy.
I got my fingers crossed, Miss Lane. And my toes. I don't make any unnecessary noise from here on.
Quiet, Clyde. Quiet, I say. Yeah, I hear something, too. Someone coming. Two people, sounds like. Ain't nobody else hunts these woods excepting us. You reckon it might be someone coming after Harry any time? If it is, we're gonna take care of him, Tig.
Near the stream in the small patch of woods which Lois Lane and Candy Myers are entering, a tall, hard-faced, gaunt man in overalls steps back behind a thick clump of bushes, dragging his huge, massive dog with him. Quickly, he cocks his rifle and rests it in the crook of his elbow, his keen eyes searching the darkness ahead. Who is this man? And what menace does he hold for Lois and Candy, who are approaching, unaware of his presence? Lois and Candy are stepping in danger, great danger, and Clark Kent, who is Superman, is unaware of it. That means there's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 11 of The Ruler of Darkness on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. By the way, do you like candy?
Say, are you kidding?
Well then, how about having Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Yes, how about that?
Well, just get somebody at home to make them for you. So easy to fix that quick as a minute you get 24 crunchy, light marshmallow squares. Delicious all through with those toasted bubbles of rice. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, the swell cereal, double features in candy.
Oh, hey, when do we eat?
Today. Just get someone to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The recipe's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.